USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 2,000 people are waiting out Hurricane Dorian in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian's power has arrived in North Carolina with wind, rain, and tornadoes lashing our state.
It's blamed for at least 4 deaths in the southeast and 23 in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says it's not finished.
Storm surge threat is still very real anywhere along the North Carolina coast, the Outer Banks included.
The Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands were dealt a severe blow by the hurricane. Bahama General Counsel to Washington, Theo Neely, says help is coming from the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere.
Other than search and rescue, we need food, non-perishable food supplies. Obviously, people need water. They need tents to sleep in. I'm getting messages where people obviously only have the clothes on their back because they've lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.